say with the depth on this team that you lose Adam Lowry, he's kind of right at game time, Jack steps in, and you guys still come out with the 4-1 win.
Yeah, I guess it shows how strong our game plan is. You know, it doesn't really matter who's in the lineup. We're sticking to it. We're playing a strong game, and Bucky's making the saves. So, I mean, right now it feels like we can probably play anybody and still win games, which is a great feeling to have.
What did you mean to get that late power play goal with Matthew after giving up the one to allow them to make it a one-goal game?
Yeah, that was a little unfortunate because we'd killed a 5-on-3 and then came out of the box and they still get the goal. But, yeah, that was a huge goal. Came in the third with a 2-goal lead. I feel like this year, you know, better than the past few years for sure. We've been really good at holding on to the leads, and we did that again tonight, so it was a huge win, and we're happy.
It's made that power play such a huge weapon for you guys, been among the league leaders for a long time now this year.
Good players on it, I guess. You know, we practice a lot. I feel like we were being able to find the lanes and get a lot of pucks on goal. A lot of goals we scored just like tonight's goal, you know, it was just kind of like a rebound, just banging pucks around the crease, and this is usually what makes a good power play when you can find those rebounds around the net, and we've been able to do that.
I feel like the two units have pushed one another also to some degree.
Yeah, definitely. I think I don't know what the numbers are, but second unit, I think we've scored probably just as many goals as the first unit. We push each other. We do it in practice. It's always a challenge to see who's going to score more goals, and when we come to games, it's the same thing. So I think it makes both units better. Yeah, it's great, you know, coming to the rink knowing we have a strong game here at home. Not so sure why it's been that way, but you know we're having a lot of fun right now, so we're just really happy of how things are going.
How much does it help to get two impact plays like that from Matt Hendricks early in the game?
Yeah, it's been huge, and I think it's been a key of our success too. You know, the fact that our third and fourth line's been chipping in goals, you know, every other night. You know, that gives us the lead, so it's great to see you know, the four lines being able to score goals. This is what makes a good team.
You don't see fights all that often these days, so when you get an early one like that, does it wake the whole bench up and get everybody involved?
Yeah, definitely. It's nice to, you know, Andy getting a fight, just get everybody fired up on the bench, and then after that, you know, he gets the goal, so it's huge impact on our team right now and tonight especially. So it was great to see.
Matt, how much has the attitude just changed on the power play even from a year ago? Just the confidence level that when you step on the ice that some, you know, good things are going to happen.
Yeah, confidence is high, like you said. I'm not so sure. I think we've worked on it a lot. The units have been staying the same for most of the year, which helps because you get to know where guys are on the ice a lot more. Our breakout's been good too. You know, when they dump it in, I feel like we've been able to get in the zone with control the puck, which definitely helps. And like I said, just getting a lot of shots on goal and finding those rebounds.